The researchers began with 132 embryos of the crab-eating macaque. 6 days after fertilization, these were injected with human extended pluripotent stem cells, which can develop into any other cell type found in the body. Tagging the human cells with fluorescent markers allowed the researchers to track where in the developing embryo they and their descendants went. In the early stages of development, mammal embryos develop into 4 distinct cell types. Epiblasts go on to form the organism itself. Hypoblasts develop into the yolk sac. Trophectoderms become the placenta, and extraembryonic mesenchyme cells make a membrane that surrounds the embryo. The chimera's human cells made their way into all 4 types of tissue, though they were outnumbered in every case. No more than 7% of the epiblast was made up of human cells and just 5% of the hypoblast. In other areas, the numbers were lower still. The cells' location seemed to influence which proteins they produced. Human cells in the chimera's epiblast behaved more like those found in human embryos than those found in monkey embryos. But that was not true of human hypoblast or extraembryonic mesenchyme cells, both of which behaved more like monkey cells. The monkey cells, in turn, were affected by the presence of the human ones. The researchers found that 126 different sorts of cell-to-cell interactions among monkey cells in the chimeric embryos compared with just 19 in non-chimeric ones, as well as differences in the activity levels of many genes. The cells were grown in a lab, which imposed limitations. The number of surviving embryos began falling by day 15. By day 20, none was left. But that was enough time for a process called gastrulation to take place. Gastrulation is a vital development stage in which embryonic cells become primed to form different organs and tissues. The human cells took longer to reach this point than the monkey ones did, but they managed to nevertheless, providing more evidence that the human cells were not merely passive passengers but were mucking in to help with the process of embryonic development.